Bageldorf grunted and wiped sweat from his brow. Clambering over a mossy boulder and lumbering through the forest clearing. Once, in the cooler shade of the pine trees, he could at last see the lake. The inky water sparkled in the midsummer sun. Bageldorf's nose twitched and he smiled. With a splash, Bageldorf, dungarees and all, jumped headlong into the water. Only his clogs remained on the bank. He whooped and swam out on his back, kicking his feet with delight. He rolled in the water and dived below the surface. The coolness pounded in his ears. Bageldorf was a short, cheeky, chubby troll. He was rather thick-set, with bulky shoulders and massive hairy hands. On land, trolls can seem rather clumsy, lumbering about, grunting and straining. But in the water they're as speedy as otters. It's a little-known fact that trolls are gifted swimmers. The lake was in the middle of the pine forest, and in the middle of the lake was a large, flat-topped rock. Bageldorf thought of the rock as his island. He headed for it straight away at a fairly fast moon dip. The moon dip is a bit like a doggy paddle, but with much more movement of the bottom. Suddenly, Bageldorf's powerful troll ears heard a slapping noise. He slowed and trod water, looking around. There, on his island, sat a human. And with the human sat one of those four-legged creatures they call dogs. Bageldorf had been planning to stretch out on the rock in the sun. He frowned and scratched his head. Trolls normally avoid humans, and humans rarely see them. Sometimes you can spot a troll at the corner of your eye, but under closer inspection, trolls have a clever way of looking like a large boulder. Bageldorf thought for a moment and eyed the small human carefully. The sun twinkled, reflected in the lake. He was very hot and he felt like having some fun today. He smiled to himself. Maybe the human and her dog would like to play. Fred was lapping up water. Despite the swim out to the rock, he was hot under his shaggy fur. Poppy patted Fred's back absent-mindedly as she trailed her feet in the water. Poppy was 8 years old and lived with her mum and dad near Birmingham. Every summer she came over to Sweden on a great big ship that her dad called an ocean liner. Poppy loved staying with her grandpa in Sweden. For a start, the meatballs were delicious. Grandpa lived in a little cottage not far from the lake, just up a winding path through the forest and past the old well. Grandpa always talked about trolls, but Poppy had never met one before. On the whole, she got the impression that they were friendly creatures who preferred to be left alone. When she spotted Bageldorf's head just under the water's surface, she stood up with a start. "What's that, Fred?" she squealed. Fred put his head on one side and whined. Poppy picked up a loose pebble and chucked it towards the moving underwater object. Bageldorf surfaced, spluttering water and with snot running from his nose. "Oi! That could have hurt!" he shouted, rubbing his head. He wiped his eyes and nose roughly. Bageldorf saw a rather frightened human and an overexcited dog occupying his rock. He wasn't surprised that Poppy looked frightened. After all, trolls and humans rarely mix. "Don't look so worried!" Bageldorf chuckled from the water. To cheer her up, he dived into a deep water handstand. Poppy could now see two enormous hairy troll feet exactly where Bageldorf's chubby face had been a second ago. Her face broke into a puzzled smile. Bageldorf resurfaced.
"Who are you?"
Poppy whispered nervously.
"I," said Bageldorf with a grunt as he clambered out of the water onto the rock. "I'm Bageldorf von Tjulegrogan II, son of the great Nordeldorf von Tjulegrogan, leader of the..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?